And before we get started today, I want to talk about salvation, because I know that there are those of you out there that listen to the Bible Answer Man broadcast on a regular basis that are not followers of Jesus Christ. Some of you are skeptics, others are actively investigating the claims of Christ, but you all face the same ultimate issues. And the ultimate question that each one of us must ask is this: what must I do to be saved? You see, no one gets out of this world alive, so that is beyond a doubt the most important question you'll ever ask yourself. In fact, the Bible was written so that you may know that you have eternal life. According to the Bible, you first need to realize that you are a sinner. If you don't realize that you're a sinner, you're not going to recognize your need for a Savior. The Bible says we've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So first and foremost, if you recognize that the Bible's divine rather than human in origin, you ultimately have to say this: I am a sinner. And I suppose even if you don't believe the Bible, in the quietness of your own room, you recognize the truth that you too are a sinner. Well, the Bible goes on to teach us that we must repent of our sins. Repentance is an old English word that describes a willingness to turn from our sin towards Jesus Christ. It literally means a complete U-turn on the road of life, a change of heart, a change of mind. It means that you're willing to follow Jesus Christ, to receive Him as Savior and Lord of your life. Jesus said, repent and believe the good news. And indeed, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the best news ever shared in the history of humanity. The news that you can have a relationship with the very one who knit you together in your mother's womb. Well, if you want to demonstrate true belief, it means that you have to be willing to receive. And to truly receive is to trust in and depend on Jesus Christ alone to be the Lord of our lives here and now, and our Savior for all eternity. It takes more than merely knowledge. The devil knows about Jesus Christ and trembles. It takes more than agreement that the knowledge we have is accurate. The devil agrees that Jesus is Lord. What it takes is to trust in Jesus Christ alone for eternal life. It takes knowledge, agreement, and personal trust, placing your trust in Jesus Christ alone. The requirements for eternal life are not based on what you can do, but what Jesus Christ has done for you. It's not D-O, it's D-O-N-E. It's done through the person and work of Jesus Christ. He stands ready to exchange His perfection for your imperfection. In fact, according to Jesus Christ, those who realize that they are sinners, repent of their sins, and receive Him as Savior and Lord are indeed born again. Not physically, but spiritually. The reality of our salvation is not dependent on how you feel about it. Rather, it is dependent on the promise of the Savior who says, I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes Him who sent me has everlasting life, will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. If the Holy Spirit right now is moving upon your heart and you want to receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord of your life, it is as simple as asking Jesus Christ to come into your life. You have to recognize that you're a sinner, be willing to repent of your sin, and receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord of your life. We have a little booklet we can send you as well. It's entitled, Does Your Relationship with God Make You Sure You Go to Heaven When You Die? This little booklet not only recapitulates what I've just shared in terms of what it takes to receive Jesus Christ, the Savior and Lord, but in addition to that, it will help you respond directly to Jesus Christ. It leads you in a response to the good news of the gospel and then gives you the basic steps of discipleship and growth as a brand new believer, so that with birth can come growth. And that's what happens. Those who are born grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ becomes ever more near and dear to you. He becomes more real than the very flesh upon your bones. Again, the booklet, Does Your Relationship with God Make You Sure You'll Go to Heaven When You Die, available when you give us a call at 888-7000-CRI. Again, that number, 888-7000-CRI. Or you can simply receive the booklet free of charge online at equip.org, E-Q-U-I-P, equip.org. Or you can simply write us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Again, that's Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271.